For Jared Swearingen, who's now a seventh grader at Brink Junior High, the experience of surviving a tornado leveling his school remains a painful memory. His mom, Rhonda, says it's been hard for her and her son to not see all the attention being focused on Jared's former school, Briarwood Elementary, and sometimes feel left out.
I pick up the Little More magazine, and I see pictures of kids doing group things, you know, that are specifically tornado-related, or somebody that came to visit them at school to give them some support. And I wonder, where is that for these few kids that moved on after sixth grade?
Last summer, Jared went to a four-day support group for affected kids organized by the Calm Waters Center for Children and Families in Oklahoma City. He also attends individual counseling sessions each week at the Moore Youth and Family Services Center. But Rhonda says being among his peers seemed to help him the most.
He just flourished in the group, and he doesn't seem to be doing well with the one-on-one.
Mary Beth Govine at Calm Waters says that's not uncommon.
Teenagers often will respond really positively to other peers. So the fact that they gain support from knowing they're not the only one and that there are other young people that also makes them feel like I'm not so weird and I'm going to get through this and there are things I can do to learn to cope with this.
Govine knows support groups generally work well for kids around Jared's age, and she's open to hosting another group. But more than providing a one-time workshop, she says what's really important is that kids get ongoing help to guide their long-term emotional recovery. That's a need made even more apparent by the timing of last May's storm.
It happened right there at the ending of school, and then they were thrust out, so they didn't even have the closeness and the community of their classmates to get through it.
At Briarwood and Plaza Towers, most kids who lived through the tornado are still grouped together with their classmates. But at Brink Junior High, Jared's school, things are more mixed.
It's a very unique kind of setting over here because there are some kids who have not had any real experience of loss at all. And then there are other students here who have had some severe issues.
That's Brink's principal, David Peek. He says he knew he couldn't assume everyone would be at the same place in the recovery process, so he wanted to reach out to parents and see how the school could help.
We sent home, I think, in the neighborhood of about 100 to 125 of those letters, and it was amazing. We just only got about two or three responses.
But Jimmy Fleming, Moore Public Schools Public Information Officer, says that's not entirely surprising.
Let's say, for instance, somebody was mugged at a shopping mall. You would not expect them to go back to the shopping mall to ask for help. They were at school when the trauma happened, and we're asking them to ask for help in that place.
Fleming and Principal Peek say it's hard to assist when no one's asking for help, but they still want to do whatever they can. Meanwhile, Rhonda Swearingen, Jared's mom, says she knows there must be other kids out there going through the same situation as her son, but she doesn't know how to reach them. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton.